Hi, I'm Trevor Pinch from Cornell University in the United States.
And I'm Mark Lane here at RFI in Paris.
Welcome to WebWatch,
your weekly view of new technologies.
Now, Mark, you tell me that today's show is about 42. Now, 42 is a number. How can we have a whole show about a number? What is technological about a number?
Well, we'll come to that in a minute, but it's true the number 42 is a very special one indeed.
Well, in that famous book by Douglas Adams, known as The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the number 42, of course, is supposed to be the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and indeed everything.
Now, that's a book I've never actually got round to reading.
I suspect there are quite a lot of books, Mark, like that.
Well, for anyone who's interested, you only have to look up 42 in Wikipedia and be absolutely amazed at the number of references associated with the number 42. But that's not why we are here.
Oh, good. Now we're going to get somewhere, I hope.
Okay. In France, there is a man called Xavier Niel, who is famous for having started a company called Free, which has completely shaken up the telecommunications market by offering much lower prices than the three original market leaders.
So how did he get started?
Well, like so many entrepreneurs in France, he started in the telephone rows.
I suppose you mean...
Yes, exactly. Now, he went on in 1999 to found Free as an internet service provider, and it really was free. After that, he went into broadband and mobile telephony at low prices.
He doesn't sound like your average French businessman.
No, he would not be out of place in Silicon Valley.
Okay, and how does Xavier Niel tie up with the number 42?
Well, Mr. Meet Neil found he had a constant problem. It's difficult for him to find competent developers of computer code. He reckons the current education system encourages conformism and inhibits innovation.
That's quite surprising. I thought France has excellent technical schools.
Well, the universities are almost free to the student, but their teaching is not adapted to the marketplace, and the universities lack proximity with enterprises.
What about all those famous engineering schools like L'École des Mines?
Well, the public ones are pretty elitist, rather expensive, though not as expensive as the American schools, and produce people more adapted to posts in large enterprises rather than people willing to write computer code in a startup company. The private engineering schools are much less elitist, but are also expensive, which can exclude quite a percentage of the population.
Are you now about to tell me how the number 42 comes into all this, then?
Yes. Xavier Niel started a free school, which is just called 42.
And what on earth do they study at this school?
They study how to write computer code. The school churns out 1,000 developers a year.
And how much does the tuition actually cost?
Nothing. It's free, I told you. They claim to be the only school in the world which is free and which offers a high-quality education adapted to the world of enterprise.
Free, you say? So can I attend?
Yes, I believe you can. But you spend the first 4 days and nights in what they call the swimming pool, where you write computer code day and night, and I'm not sure you're really up for that.
Yeah, I don't think I am. But it's a sort of weeding out process, I guess,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. And at our age, we're all weeds, Trevor. What Xavier Niel is looking for are what he calls geniuses, people who can code, test their code, document it so it's really industrial, and deliver on time.
I get the impression he doesn't care too much about your background.
No, he specializes in taking people who are academic failures, but who have the spark to be excellent developers capable of innovation.
Well, that does sound like an excellent idea, but why does he do it?
Well, he is a very successful businessman. He's worth over $6 billion, so he's not someone given to purely charitable works. He's looking for talent, and this is his way of finding it. People who have been to his school may well feel a touch of gratitude to him.
So when someone graduates from his school, what are they then, an engineer?
No, not yet, but they are people who are very well trained to become project managers, software architects, network architects, web developers, games developers, or experts in security.
So it sounds like the 42 school is basing itself on training people for practical posts rather than supplying a nice diploma.
Now, as someone who is in the diploma supply business, do you find this sort of educational initiative a bit threatening?
Oh, not at all, Mark. No, not at all. We can do with people like Xavier Niel over here in America, where there are too many young people who miss out on a decent education because of lack of money.
Yes, I chose this topic because it seems to me that the occupation of developer is unjustly regarded as being someone low-cost and immature, when in fact it's developers who get their hands dirty, providing society with so much of the technical functionality we so much enjoy.
By the way, Mark, The answer is still 42. And that's all we've got time for today. So it's goodbye from me, Trevor, at Cornell University.
And it's goodbye from me, Mark, here at RFI in Paris. We hope you'll be with us next week on WebWatch.